Thousands of children are being smuggled illegally into this country every year. Most are coming to join parents who are here illegally and are unable or unwilling to travel back to their home countries because of tighter security at the border between Mexico and the U.S. Instead, they pay to have their children join them, which has left border officials on both sides with a growing problem. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
9 teenagers file into a waiting van in Tijuana, just across the border from San Diego. With all the joking and laughing, it feels like the teens are heading off on a school field trip. But this trip is much more serious. They're on their way to a shelter for minors. Just a few hours earlier, they were deported from the United States after getting caught trying to sneak into San Diego. U.S. agents handed them over to Mexican officials, who are now sending them to the shelter. 16-year-old Marisol Chavita giggles when talking about her arrest. She says she wasn't scared. She tried to use a fake ID she bought from a smuggler to get past border inspectors. While these kids nervously laugh off their experience, border officials say the journey for other kids, including many babies, can be much more dangerous. Agents say they've seen smugglers hide children in car trunks, stuff them into dashboards, and even in a secret compartment in the gas tank of a truck. In November, a border guard in California found a girl hidden in a 3-foot-tall Powerpuff pinata. Adele Fasano, who oversees operations at the San Diego Port of Entry, says when agents pull the kids out, they are often visibly traumatized.
Oh, they're just in very bad shape, you know, either crying and screaming, unresponsive. That's very difficult to deal with. It's not an easy part of the job for our officers.
And even though more kids are getting caught, she says it doesn't mean more smugglers are being prosecuted. In fact, last year, only 21 cases involving minors went to trial in San Diego. Most of the time, the smugglers are released back across the border, right along with the children. And the kids, like the 9 teens in the van, end up here at the Tijuana shelter run by the YMCA. In the main room, the kids plop onto a pair of worn sofas and stare at the TV playing cartoons. The shelter's social worker, 32-year-old Yadira Garcia, comes up to the shoulders of most of the teens. She has to try and find a nearby relative to pick them up. She calls them one by one into her office.
Marisol, ¿quién es?
There are 2 girls, both 16.
Edgardo Hernandez.
The rest are boys.
Jose Alfredo.
The youngest is 13.
¿Quién es Hugo Sánchez?
Most are trying to get to California, one to New York and another to Chicago. Garcia says helping the kids can be difficult. Most have been coached to lie by the smugglers, known as coyotes. And she's shocked by the parents.
I don't know how they can let their kids go with these coyotes, but they trust them. They even trust them more than us. And it's the smugglers who steal from them. They lie to them.
Garcia says she's seeing about 300 kids a month. Some try more than once to get across. If they get caught 3 times, Mexican officials won't let them come to the shelter anymore. They're put into Tijuana's juvenile detention facility until a parent personally retrieves them. Here at the shelter, Garcia has no authority to keep the kids. They can leave if they want. And 14-year-old Jose Alfredo does just that. He's wearing baggy jeans, a t-shirt, and his face is full of teen acne. He heads to a corner payphone with one of the other girls, far from Garcia's earshot. With the help of his friend, he calls his dad in Southern California. He hasn't seen him in 3 years. That's when his father left to go find work. He asks his dad whether he should try to cross again. It's frustrating being so close to seeing his dad, he says. But it's too hard, and he thinks he'll head back home to his mom in Guadalajara. 2 weeks later, I called his mother. She said Jose Alfredo didn't come back. He made it across, and she says he's with his dad. His mother, Felicita, says it was a difficult decision to let him go alone with the smuggler.
I was worried about him, but not too much, you know, because we know the coyote. He's really well known around here. My mother-in-law knows him, and we're not very trusting people. We wouldn't let our little boy go with just anyone.
And now that little boy is acting just like many American teenagers at his dad's one-bedroom apartment in Southern California. Jose Alfredo pulls out several bags from behind the couch and shows off his new tennis shoes. He's up to 6 new pairs. He has matching sport clothes and baseball caps. He's been to McDonald's several times, the beach, and the mall. Jose Alfredo says the second crossing was much easier. He says he was nervous, but this time a man drove him directly from Tijuana to Los Angeles, where his dad picked him up. Jose Alfredo Sr. says it was hard to scrape together the $3,500 he paid the coyote. Lately, he's only been working one job as a prep cook in a local restaurant.
There are cheaper ways to get across if you want to risk your life crossing in the mountains or the desert. I didn't want him to suffer or risk his life. I just want him here so I can give him the things we only dreamt of in Mexico. I may not be able to leave him money, but this way I can leave him the best inheritance, an education.
He plans to enroll his son in the local middle school soon. Jose Alfredo looks up from his Game Boy as he contemplates going to school in the U.S. He says he doesn't know what to expect. He already missed half the school year and he doesn't speak any English. He thinks his journey may have just begun. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.